This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio right now, we have MTSU Police Chief Ed Kalp. So what all is happening on the MTSU campus as far as crime goes, or is there much crime?
We are very fortunate. We have a great police department. We have great students, faculty, and staff. So we have very low crime, especially considering our size. We're a city within a city, so crime does happen. It's just for us, thankfully, we're limited to property crimes, crimes of opportunity, where if someone left their laptop on the table, please don't do that. They think, oh, I'm going to run to the bathroom, go answer this phone call and walk away from people. And then they come back and, you know, someone had taken their stuff or, you know, thought it was left and they decided they finders keepers. So
what's interesting is there's cameras all over MTSU.
We have we've invested heavily in technology. The university has given us that opportunity. So we have there are very few spots on campus in non-private areas that aren't covered.
20 years ago, cameras were rare. You just didn't see a lot of them. And 20 years ago wasn't that long ago. But these days, literally everywhere. And I'm sure it does make it a lot easier.
It's better for us for tracking crime. It doesn't really prevent crime very much because people in our society today, people forget they're there. No one realizes that they are being recorded. We have good detectives who do a lot of work to track down people, but because we have such an extensive network of technology, we're able to track the person who took this and or the hit and runs. One of our issues, we have students, we have new drivers, we have old drivers, crowded parking spots, and then occasionally someone, I would imagine it this way, is someone's afraid to tell their parents they got into an accident, so they might say, oh, I don't know what happened, and we have it all on camera, and that's a bad thing because that creates a felony for a false report, and we don't like that.
I'm sure one of the questions you get, the police officers there on the campus, they probably ask, you know, are they full police officers? What authority do they have? And they are full sworn in police officers, accredited and everything.
Yes, sir. Yeah, all of our officers are certified by the state. We have the authority and arrest powers of police. They go through the same training as police. We have the same requirements as police. They had to go to the police academy. Everything exactly the same. Our jurisdiction is actually a little bit larger, considering we have everything that's on campus, contiguous campus, so anything that touches. Anything that touches any building we have, anything between buildings. So we have the airport. We're going to have the airport in Shelbyville. Our jurisdiction just keeps getting larger the bigger MTSU gets.
And this, of course, means that sometimes you have to drive all the way out Halls Hill Pike, Guy James Road, the MTSU Dairy Farm, and then, like you said, the airports as well, because MTSU is moving a huge fleet of airplanes to Shelbyville. How are you going to cover that extensive of an area? Because that's pretty wide.
We rely on our partners. Murfreesboro is terrific. Rutherford County Sheriff is terrific. We've had talks with Shelbyville so far. We have to get in with the legalese and MOUs and stuff like that to figure out how we're going to police that area, and as they build up their area, how more extensive it's going to get. But I think it's our reliance and our partnerships with the community and with the local police departments like Murfreesboro and Rutherford County that help us get by in those places that are away from the campus to get a more urgent response when needed.
And I know a lot of the officers who are part of the MTSU police force, a lot of them have, you know, they came from a background in law enforcement already, many of them officers in other areas.
Yes, sir. I came from Chicago after 27 years. We have officers from Florida. We have officers from other parts of Illinois. We have officers from sheriff's departments in Tennessee. We accept all good people, and that's what we look for, and that's the only people we hire are good people that are going to be good for our campus and our campus community.
So Chicago to Murfreesboro, that's quite the change in pace, I would say. What made you want to come here?
A better life for my family. I had a terrific opportunity. God's blessed me to be able to get in this position. And MTSU, I mean, you all know it's terrific. It's a great place. We have great people. And for me, with my family, I have two now college kids. I was the bad dad who pulled my son out of his high school, his junior year of high school. But I wanted to make that transition to Tennessee because I wanted them to establish roots here, not back in Chicago. So, like I said, I've been very blessed, and to have this opportunity is amazing.
The MTSU campus, they now have a weapons detection system. What is that? Where is that? And is this something that other universities have?
Yes. Everyone is so used to it. It's actually going really, really well. Assistant Vice President Ron Malone, who does special events for the MTSU, is the one who's actually heading that off because he heads all the special events on campus. What we're doing with those, or what the university is doing with those, is for the big special events, for basketball games and football games and graduations and stuff like that. What the weapons detection system is, and I'm sure the company will hate me saying this, but they're fancy metal detectors. Just like when you go to Bridgestone or you go to any large venue in Nashville that has the weapon systems, you can walk through with everything in your pockets. It's not going to ding you, but it does pick up weapons. So that's what we're doing now. The public has been terrific for the football games in assisting us with that. The clear bag policy, of course, helps as well to say, hey, if you have something, let us be able to see it. That way we don't delay the lines and make people wait in line a long time. So it is going well. It's going to be a culture change. So I think people are getting used to it now. I think definitely by next season, everyone will be so used to it. It'll be just like doing anything.
Now, also at some of the buildings on the campus, I know they're changing their lock system to like an electronic version of what used to be where you'd put the key in. Is that something that's going to help out? And I'm curious, in the past, did officers have to carry a key to every building?
We have keys, yes. And with our Raider Patrol, has specific keys for doors to go around. They help us with Raider Patrol. What they do is they drive around, they give people safety escorts, but they also help us secure the buildings at night so we're not downing an officer to go lock 212 buildings. So with the electronic access control, it gives us more ability to know when something is unlocked or locked without physically being there. So it'll give students, faculty, the ability to swipe in. It'll give Joe Whitfield's crew, the assistant vice president, facility services. They are changing all the locks so that, just say they're going to open a building during school hours, it's 9 to 5. That building, the front doors are open from 9 to 5. They know that that's already set electronically. It will shut. They'll lock at 5 o'clock. So it's a good thing. If there was ever an issue, we could lock it down by hitting a button. That is the plan.
Now, you also have everything from, you know, a canine officer, which is that fairly new? You have two of them?
Yes, sir. We have two. We've had Bobby, who is a narcotics and tracking canine, and we just were fortunate enough to expand our program and get Ace, who is a bomb scent, so explosive scent detection, and as far as also tracking and article searches.
And then, of course, detectives even. You've got detectives to go out and investigate. Maybe a student reports something happening to them on the campus. They're able to investigate that and find out, you know, maybe who did it and make an arrest.
We do. We're a fully functional police department. We have detectives who work very hard and do a terrific job in trying to get victims justice.
Crimes like rape and, let's say, assault, you know, you hear about those on campuses all over the nation. How do you go about educating students on what to be cautious of?
I think the entire university is very cognizant of that. It's, you know, one is too many. So we have a Title IX office that does all of the internals. We actually have our own sexual assault and domestic violence detective that is sponsored by a STOP grant, a federal state partnership for a grant to stop domestic violence and sexual assault. He is an experienced detective with over 30 years, came from Murfreesboro, terrific person. He goes out with our Juno Anderson Center to help not only do preventative stuff, but also to assist victims, to try and explain to people situations to stay out of, to give them resources that if anything happens. We also have RAD classes, rape, aggression, defense classes that are only for women, that are basically self-defense classes to get yourself physically out of those situations.
And again, with us this morning, MTSU Police Chief Ed Kalp. And you've been there on the job for about 2 years, came from Chicago. One of the things that I'm guessing you didn't do in Chicago was write grants. But here at a university, grants are needed, I'm sure, to fund a lot of things. In fact, a grant was recently approved to purchase, mobile surveillance cameras?
We were fortunate enough to get the Tennessee Higher Education Grant, which was $1.8 million. So we're using that for, we were able to get a camera trailer, if the police department was, but that's also paying for part of the door electronics. It was paying for the weapons detection. It's paying for some training about building, which is called SEPTED. Just concepts of how to build a building that's more secure. Lighting in all the parking lots. We're improving the lighting in all the parking lots to LED lights to make them brighter, more energy efficient. We're putting lights in the bus stops. So that grant has provided us with a ton of funding that doesn't come out of our normal budget. You know, the way the university works is any dollar that's there is we try and use it for education. So to be able to get those security improvements to keep our students, faculty, staff and visitors safe is tremendous. Anytime we can get outside funding, we're always looking for it, and we're always trying to do it.
You know, one of the things I'm sure that parents look for when they're visiting that college campus for the first time, maybe thinking about their son, their daughter going there, one of the things they look for is this a safe campus, and how does this campus stand out to be safe? And I know you like officers to be seen out in public because that really deters a lot of crime.
Yeah, my motto has always been be active, be visible, and be nice. And my officers have done that. I'm repeatedly told, wow, it looks like there's so many police here. They're always around. And that's a good thing. So they're also nice. We're a very service-oriented department. We help people with lockouts. When they leave their keys in their car or their car doesn't start, we help jump them. Our job is to help keep our community safe and make them feel safe. And I think for any parent, MTSU is a terrific place. So it's one of those places where we understand the job that we have, and our job is to protect the people that are there. And being a parent of college students, I know what it's like to send your child away and to worry about their safety all the time. I would just say, look online, look on our website for MTSU Police, and we publish all the crime. Everything. And we make reports for every single thing. So if we stop someone and we give them a DUI, it's on there. If there's a crime reported, it's on there. They'll be able to look and go, wow, that really is a safe place.
Are things like, DUI offenses, are those some of the most common, or what would be the most common offense that you see?
Thankfully, most of our stuff on campus is going to be either traffic related or minor thefts. So someone who lost their wallet or someone stole their wallet, that type of thing. We have very, very little violent crime. So with that in mind, please find a way to get home. Do not drink and drive. We don't do that to write tickets. We get no money from it. It has nothing to do with our only concern is the safety of everyone around. And driving drunk is just not worth it. Driving high is just not worth it. So I would say we do quite a few DUIs because we have the surrounding area as well. Just don't drink and drive. Make a plan, have a designated driver, take a ride-sharing service or a cab. I still call it a cab, but an Uber, or I didn't want to do any advertising for anyone, but find some way to get yourself home and drink responsibly, and think of what you're going to make a plan before you go out, because plans do change. If someone else is driving you home and they're sober, great. That is the best option.
Now, if you are one of your officers, if they're out patrolling and they're patrolling, let's say from the MTSU campus driving to one of the other off-campus sites that eventually get you on campus, however you explain that, like the dairy farm, and they see a drunk driver and they happen to be driving behind him going down Halls Hill Pike, would they pull that person over, or what would they do in that situation when spotting what could be a crime, what could be something like a DUI suspect when they're off campus?
Yeah, they would have the legal authority to do it. With our officers, I think they would, because just seeing someone in front of you drunk is not that can always end tragically. So I think for the safety of the community, they're going to do that. We have the legal authority to do that. It doesn't mean we're going out between the two farms looking for it. That is Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. So but jurisdictionally, I think we have the legal authority to do it. I think for the safety of the public, we would do it, but that's not what we're looking for, because Murfreesboro and Rutherford are already there doing that.
And I know you have about 45 positions that are, make up the police department, 45 sworn in officer positions.
Yes, sir.
But are you going to be hiring more in the near future as the campus does grow to places like Shelbyville and who knows where else?
We always look at staffing numbers and manpower. We're budgeted for 45 sworn positions. We're a department of 57 because we have our own dispatchers. So an emergency manager and our administrative corps. But depending on expansion, I think that those are talks that are going to have to come up, because with that amount of manpower, we're not going to be able to staff two places fully. But I think as the expansion grows, I think President McPhee and Alan Thomas, who is the vice president for finance, who is my boss, they're very cognizant of safety of the community and safety of the campus. So I think those talks are going to be fairly easy to, their job is to keep everyone safe as well, right? The worst thing that can happen is having a university that isn't safe. We're very fortunate we do have one, and they're going to continue to put the resources in that we need.
And can students, if they call 911, does that get them, if they're on the campus, does that get them to the dispatch center there? And can they also text in emergency situations?
They can. 911, if they're calling from a department phone, will automatically go to our dispatchers. If they're calling from their cell phone or something, it'll go to Murfreesboro, which then kicks it to us. Which will go to our dispatchers. Texting, they can text. Our phone system allows text. On campus, it's 2424 is our number. So we're going through a new phone system, so we're trying to make some tweaks to that. But for now, that's the way the system is. Is no matter what, if they call 911, they're going to get it. They're going to get resources. They're going to get them fast.
Again, with us this morning, we have MTSU Police Chief Ed Kalp, and I guess that wraps it up.
Thank you for the support. I think we have a terrific relationship with the community. And we're going to keep doing our best to keep everybody safe.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, sir, for having me.
We are broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Download the MyMTE app in Google Play or in the iTunes Store and keep up with your electric usage.
The free app gives you better control of your power consumption and provides the ability to see exactly how much electricity you use.
Simply search for MyMTE today.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. We have all the items needed to spoil your pet, toys, food, treats, and more. Whether you're a new pet parent or a very experienced one, you'll find the items and help you need here at Animal City. We are proud and thankful to be celebrating our 33rd year in the Murfreesboro community. That's Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro. Please check out our Facebook page.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.